Step 7, from dreams to reality, closing the knowing-doing gap. We've done a lot of good work together. You've reflected honestly on where you are, painted a vision, set goals, faced obstacles, taken responsibility, cultivated a better mindset. So let me ask you something uncomfortable. Why haven't you started yet? Or maybe you did start for a day, a week, and then quietly stopped. No dramatic failure. You just drifted back to the way things were. If that sounds familiar, you're not broken. You're human. This is the most common and least discussed problem in personal growth. The gap between knowing what to do and actually doing it. Information is not the problem. You probably knew most of what we've covered before you press play. The shelves are full of unfinished journals. The gym memberships go unused after February. Not because the plans were bad, but because something happens between the plan and the first real step. Here's why people stall. They wait for the right moment, which never comes. They mistake preparation for progress, reading one more book, making one more spreadsheet. The goal feels too far away, so the daily actions feel insignificant. They're afraid not just of failure, but of success, because success means a new identity, new territory. Or the plan doesn't survive first contact with real life, and they take that as proof it won't work. Here's what I wish someone had told me years ago. Your first attempt at anything is supposed to be bad. That's not failure. That's the entry fee. I call this starting ugly. Give yourself permission to begin before you're ready. And here's the biggest mindset shift in this entire guide. You don't need motivation to act. Motivation is not a prerequisite for action. It's a result of action. Stop waiting to feel like it. Start, and motivation will catch up. One practical tool: establish a daily non-negotiable. One specific action tied to your goal that you do every day, no matter what. Small enough for your worst day. Specific enough that there's no ambiguity. If your goal is to write a book, write 200 words daily. If it's health, move for 10 minutes. The magic isn't any single day. It's the chain of days. After 30 days, you start to identify as the kind of person who does this thing. And when you miss a day, because you will, follow the never miss twice rule. One missed day is a comma. Two is the beginning of a new habit. What's one goal you can take an ugly first step on today?